Different sound today. That's a candy wrapper opening because it's almost Halloween, motherfucker. But it's not Halloween yet, sadly. But hey, you know what? We can still have a show. Have a piece of candy with your friend.
What will the sweethearts do when fashion is gone? Gathering tattered threads and rolling them alone. Loving the cellophane, seeing it through. Loving the plastic thing, smoking.
Halloween. Well, we got a big, huge show. I bought some stuff at the Ark. I accidentally bought skinny pants. I golfed. I've been going to the laundromat. And if there's enough time, we'll just hear about how I'll become a teenage heartthrob soon. So stay tuned. What will the righteous do? That's a good question. I'll actually probably get to that here. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air and Jesus. It's hard to tell the difference between walking on air and walking on Jesus because both are things that I would try to do without. Welcome. So much to talk about today that I fear not getting into it fast enough, that we'll never get there. Because there's so much to talk about. I'm going to start by talking about some pants, okay? Specifically women's pants. Here's what happened. I participate once a year in a golf tournament, okay? This is where a bunch of men and women get together. And they take a bunch of sticks and hit shit with them. Sometimes a ball, sometimes, you know, the ground near the ball. Golf is not a sport that I normally endorse. However, the two times I've done it, I was with friends and extremely inebriated. Now, there are a lot of things that I would do inebriated that I would not do just for the hell of it. You know, this is the same way I feel about dancing. Come up to Pete on a normal moment and say, hey man, wouldn't you want to hit the dance floor / golf zone? I'd say, I will probably pass. I mean, it's the middle of the day and I'm, you know, well, I may be drunk. If I'm drunk in the middle of the day, I'm not having fun though. So we can't do that. I'm not that kind of like, let's go out and do stuff. It's more like, I don't know, man. Maybe we should just stay here and you can just tell me what you really think about me. What do you think about that idea? Sounds fun, entertaining, educational. However, you know, 5 to 7 drinks in, I'm having a blast. Dance floor or golf place. You know, I should try some of these activities that I don't enjoy. Maybe the problem I had in sports in high school, I didn't drink in high school, you know? But maybe if I went out for a football team and I was getting loaded, I don't know if that's an option, but, you know, somebody let me know. Is there a kind of football you play where you're drinking the whole time? This is why it appealed to me to play softball at one point. This is why it appealed to me to play volleyball, because I thought there was going to be a component that meant getting drunk, and that didn't happen even one time. Not once did I play volleyball and get drunk, or get drunk and then play volleyball, or was sprayed with a champagne. I would have even settled for being sprayed with the champagne of beers. Or even a really horrible beer. Even something not carbonate. Just wine. I don't care. Rubbing alcohol. That I did get a little sprayed with. I got some carpet burns on my knees, you know. I'm doing volleyball and blowjobs. That's the two times that I really tend to get that kind of injury. Sometimes both of those are related. So anyway, a key component for me, because I play golf once a year, besides being loaded, is putting together what my boss refers to as my little outfit. Okay? Last year, I had some golfy pants and a polo shirt. I was looking pretty good. This year, however, I knew I had to top last year's success. So I went to the Arc, and luckily for me, they have their Halloween stuff out. Halloween slash Peter's formal attire out on the racks. I almost immediately found a mustard yellow tuxedo shirt with ruffles, which was perfect. It fit me. It was extremely tight. And which meant that by the end of the day, it was coming out of my pants and unbuttoning at the belly. So that it was a really complete and serious look. It also required cufflinks. So there are no buttons on the sleeves at the end. You're supposed to wear cufflinks. I just thought, fuck it. You know, we can all use a little extra flair in our lives, right? No big deal. But, yeah, I don't even know where you buy cufflinks. I don't know how that happens. So, we'll just finish off the golf part of the story real quick. Stadium Pal was a success. Well, I really played two golf tournaments. One that I can remember and speak about. The other one that is hazy fog, let's just say. Stadium Pal was a success for the first one. And based on some evidence I found later, abject failure for the second golf tournament. My outfit was a 100% success in both tournaments, including wearing a weird cap that made it seem like I had some kind of bizarre male balding going on the back of my head that I can't even explain. My golf skills are horrible. However, I saw later a video of myself trying to hit a ball, taking a huge chunk out of the ground, then hitting the ball and just saying, my golf skills are gone, pausing, and then saying, since you've been gone! So, obviously, my wounds were salved by Kelly Clarkson and many, many others. I will share, share this scene. You know, cut to... The day starts out like this, too. This is why it's miserable to do things like hike or take a long drive or do anything with me. We've been playing for, to me, what seems like 2 or 3 hours. And I say, Jesus Christ, how many holes have we done so far? Now, I've learned that a full round of golf is 18 holes. That is a lot of fucking golf, you guys. There's no reason to play 18. I don't know how people do that sober. I really don't. That's enough time to be sober, get drunk, sober up, get drunk again, and then sober up and drive home. Easily. You can have a whole cycle. Cut to me. You know, I saw someone clip this for me. I'm in my outfit plus tight Spider-Man mask, which is very difficult to get on, because it's, you know, meant for a child. And you can still see every contour of my face. You know, it goes into my nostrils the way a shirt goes into a fat man's belly button. So you can see the entire outline. I'm wearing that with sunglasses on top of it, but I have it up over my mouth. You may all remember the first Spider-Man film where he's dangling upside down kissing Mary Jane. So he puts the Spider-Man mask over his nose. I was doing that also. However, instead of kissing an attractive redheaded woman, I was smoking a raspberry-flavored brown cigarette cigar thing down to the filter and burning myself. And, you know, I really felt like I needed that at the moment. And I sang a song that I know quite well, which is the Spider-Man song. However, I forgot it in the middle, so it went something like this. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can, spins a web, climbs a tree just like a vine. Look out, here comes Spider-Man, and then take a bow. So something that deeply ingrained into me was vanished. You know, and as far as my other faculties, God knows. God knows. Someone on our team may have vomited multiple times. You know, let's put it this way. Your behavior may be out of control if someone is downloading an app. You know, okay, we're sitting around. Someone's like, do you think he's alcohol poisoned? Downloads an app, you know, that's got signs and symptoms of alcohol poisoning and whatnot. While I'm sitting at a table covered in flies. This is all true. It's a bad situation when someone downloads an app to basically assess your health, you know, because they're sort of concerned for your life. That is not a good sign as far as where you're at or the, you know, joie de vivre you're projecting at the moment. Let's put it that way, you know. But anyway, so I would say the golf tournament was a rousing success. I did not golf most of the tournament, as I recall, but I'm told I golfed all but maybe the last three or four holes. So bottoms up, huh? That's more than half for those of you who are mathematicians, a.k.a. fucking really annoying people. Yeah. Yeah, it must be really fun to hang out with a mathematician a lot. Go to the fucking grocery store. Apples, 39 cents a pound. You know, if you had one bushel of these apples, which is a crazy number, and then you divided it by 10 tons, if you think about how much they make per apple, it's a very low amount. I'm surprised. All right. Jesus Christ. Can you go to a different department, you know, where they have more boring shit? Can you go over where the balloons are just trapped in that cage? Is there something that's not mathematical about that? Can you just acknowledge that that's really stupid? Hey, I have an idea. Let's blow up a bunch of balloons. How are we going to store them? I don't know. Just fucking upside down dog cage hanging from the ceiling. That seems like the first guy who came up with that idea. He's like, oh, hey, janitor who does handyman work at the store. I have a quick job for you. Do you think you could hang a gigantic dog cage upside down from the ceiling at our grocery store? And this guy is just thinking, well, what the fuck, you know? What the hell? Why not? You have a little bookstore in here. That seems like that was a good value add to the people who shop here. I'm going to need to get all the stuff for hamburgers and maybe a novel. Maybe that's what I'm really looking for today. Anyway, enough about the store. I need to talk about a different kind of store. So I had trouble picking out pants this year. I thought that with my shirt, the perfect ad would be brown pants. You know, men's pants don't come in a lot of varieties as far as the cut, especially, but the color. Black, gray, and if you're feeling crazy, navy. That's about it. You know, you can find a pair of brown pants, sure, but I'm not wearing cargo pants, okay? I'm not a fucking animal. This is a serious tournament. I cannot be weighed down by extra cargo, nor the pockets to carry that cargo. So then I had a brainstorm. Hey, why not just look at the women's pants? There are women who must be sort of shaped like me. God, unfortunate, unattractive, very sad women who are shaped like me. Oh, those must be some real hot babes. Didn't even occur to me to think, you know, when I bought these women's pants to wear, I mean, it must have been the most god-awful woman in there. It was probably a 12-year-old girl. You know what I mean? It probably was not an actual woman. So I had to buy a couple pair. First, I looked at this pair of peach pants that I almost bought. They were kind of stretchy, but they seemed small, which was their appeal, really. I was like, these are so tight. I don't even know if I could wear underpants and socks under these, or if they... they'd be skin tight and would not allow for any fabric to be underneath. They were a size zero. We're going to get into this in a second here. Size zero. And I held them up and was thinking, I don't think so. How can I put this gently? I don't look good with the big old butt. You know, but there's flesh on my legs and torso lower area. I mean, I have bones. How about that? There are bones there that set a minimum of what kind of fabric is going to be required to circumnavigate my waist area. I tried on a... Okay, so then I bought these two pairs of brown women's slacks. One that I thought would be real tight, and one that I thought, my safety pants. Let's put it this way. I really felt in the store, I have come to an epiphany of why women try on pants and clothes. Okay, because I bought this first pair, got home, tried it on. They were so tight. And women's pants do not have an allowance in the crotch whatsoever. Or this pair didn't anyway. I don't know if other pairs do, and this was a exceptionally no crotch. If you had any sort of a pubic mound, I cannot imagine. I mean, fabric must go inside, into your area. That is the only way these pants could be. I felt like if I walked in these, it was going to saw my ball sack in half over the period of the day. I would just have a red slash crawling up my stomach and blood leaking out between my pant legs. I would be in very bad shape. I'd be slightly worse off than I actually was. So those were out. I tried the other ones on, and boy, they were a real nice fit. I'm not going to lie. Butt looked good. Thighs looked great. They had just a little bit of flare down at the ankle area, you know, just the way I like. So I looked inside the waistband of these pants, these women's pants, because, again, I'm trying to look at the size. No indication, you know what I mean? I have no idea. Fabrics I've never even heard of. I'm looking inside the waistband of this, and what do I see? There's little motivational phrases on a ribbon inside of these. So there's a ribbon sewn into the waistband, and on the ribbon, in a very scripty font, it says, feel feminine, discover, look confident, inspire, be beautiful, aspire. I mean, what the fuck is this? What is this? These little little phrases? It's good to look confident, I guess, but I mean, I don't need my pants to tell me to aspire. Also, it made me think, okay, are these like fat lady pants? Because, I don't know, if you look really good, I don't think you need the waistband of your pants to tell you how good you look, right? Don't get me wrong, we all need a little boost now and then, right? We all could use a little pick-me-up, but if it's coming in the form of the waistbands and your goddamn pants that you bought at the Ark, you may be in trouble. By the way, don't know if I mentioned this, the woman at the Ark, so I bring up this outfit, my little outfit, put the shirt up on the counter, lady bursts out laughing and says, "Where did you find this?" Now, this is someone who works at the Ark, okay? Where clothes go to die, then be sort of revived, and then purchased by the poor and the ironic. So she's probably, if you work at the Ark, you're like the Vietnam nurse of clothes shopping experience. You've seen some shit, all right? You've seen some stuff come through that you're like, dear God. The fact that someone ever wore this is blowing my mind. The fact that someone may wear it again, I don't even understand. I cannot create a world in my mind. You know, if I was a fucking Orson Scott Card, I could not construct a world in my mind where this makes any kind of fucking sense. So even with that in mind, she burst out laughing and asked, where'd I get this? To which I said, your fucking store. I mean, you work here. I'm buying it from you. And by the way, if you work at a place, I mean, who is upset about, you know, oh, here's the store I work at. Can you believe they bought this item that we stocked? Give me a break. And this is why, you know, you cannot work at the grocery store and laugh when people buy condoms. No matter how small or not Trojan of a brand they may be. Oh, God. So anyway, so I tried on these pants, these women's pants. I have to say, I now understand, as a woman, you have to try on every fucking pair of pants before you buy them. You cannot just buy pants. Oh, no. You could not, God forbid, they just told you what they were, and then you could just purchase them. I can't, there is no way people are buying pants online, is there? As a woman, can you buy pants online unless you own that identical pair of pants? And even then, do they just send you four pairs, you know, two, or they send you five, two on each side of the one you actually ordered, and then hopefully one will fit? Or at least you'll be thoroughly certain that none of them are appropriate for you. Because there's no fucking way. This makes no sense. And it makes me upset, too, because then I was talking to some women about it at work. And I said, okay, well, this whole number business is bullshit, right? And they were like, oh, yeah, because it depends on the store. Different stores, you know, a zero at this store is like a 1 million at another store. I said, okay. So why even have a number, then? Why not just have, you know, oh, what size is this? This is the Be Beautiful size. Over here we have the Aspires. You know what I mean? Over here we have the Big Fat Load. And then we have the Look Confident size. It makes no fucking sense. And here's the thing. And, you know, they were saying to me, oh, well, it works because, you know, you go into a store, you're more likely to shop somewhere, you know, where you're a size 3 instead of a size 6. To which I said, well, that's insane. That is completely fucking insane. You know what I mean? If you had any idea, it is so fucking nice. I can walk into any store. I know what size I'm looking for. I buy it, and then I go home. I do not try on pants. I don't. Ever. Ever. Which is dumb, and we'll get to that. Why? But it's really nice. I really think the next big step in the women's movement should be realistic sizing of pants. Let's just call it what it is, okay? Let's just create a system that's across the board. And if you want to make yours a different size, I will come down there and I will fuck you up in your stupid little boutique store. It's out of control. How could you ever buy anything? You know? And what's the difference? What do you care? I mean, how about this? They just come in inches like men's pants, and then you say, oh, what size tag would you like us to put in it? We'll put whatever the fuck you want, negative 100. You know what I mean? You occupy negative space. You're like a black hole of thinness. It's fucking amazing. You know what the other thing is, though, that I have to say? Like, women's pants must be impossible because I think women's bodies are more different than men's. That's a really dumb thing. Let me clear that up a little bit. Some women have, like, big butts and some don't. Some have big thighs and some don't. Some have just real skinny everything. But then there's, like, weird variations, you know what I mean? There will be a girl who has huge thighs and tiny butt. Or will have like front fat area and then everything else is really skinny. All over the map. You guys are all over the place. So I don't know how do you even find a pair of pants? I swear to God, I'm not that far removed from personally basically having one pair of pants that I just wear. You know what I mean? I've been cycling. I'll try and wear a pair of pants to work like 3 days out of the week and then wear a pair of jeans every other day I can. You know? It's fucking ridiculous. I just don't understand. I feel for you. I feel for you strongly. But you have to want things to change. And if you don't want it to change, then I just think you're crazy. Still single, by the way, in case you're wondering at this point. Anyway, that concludes my expose on the women's pants industry. You know what? I walked a mile in your pants, and I have to say, they're, you know, it can work. You can make it work. You just have to let go of this bizarre idea that if you don't know for sure, then you'll never know. I've been doing something lately that I'm really not proud of, which is going to the laundromat. Yes, I'm back to the laundromat. This kicked off because the dryer at my apartment was broken, and it was broken in the worst way, which is the clothes are tumbling. You set it to tumbling. You come back. Everything is freezing cold. So it's spinning with no heat, which means that basically you have an hour of dryer time where you're sitting there, and you may as well just be sitting cross-legged on the floor, tossing your clothes in the air and letting them fall to the ground and doing that over and over. You know, I don't know how that... Who the fuck? What kind of animal puts the dryer on low? What does that even do? Does that just spin the clothes? How fucking long does it take clothes to dry that way? Seriously, I don't know that they ever dry. I don't know. I don't know if it's physically possible to dry clothes by just spinning them in a tube. It does not seem like they're a lot drier than when I put them in. So I had to relent and say, ah, fuck. I guess I'll go to the goddamn laundromat, you know? Hate the laundromat. Now, the laundromat, laundromat is like an underrated, I think, movie, TV thing. In movies and TV, the laundromat is awesome. Here's who's at the laundromat. Me and some hot babe, right? Oh, I go to the laundromat. Oh, my God, she's touching her underwear right in front of me. And who goes to the laundromat? Me and every other fucking person on the planet and not that hot babe. I've never seen... The closest thing I've seen to a hot babe at the laundromat this last time I went was some crazy, cracked-out woman on one crutch. Didn't want to spring for the two crutches. She was doing it Tiny Tim style on the one crutch, crutching around the fucking laundromat, talking to her boyfriend, something about how she this bar she worked at and these annoying people who were there. Very surprising. I hate that. I hate that there's like this romance to the laundromat. You know what else they didn't have at my laundromat besides hot babes? Which, if I had to take hot babe or this, I would have taken this. Fucking chairs. Not one fucking chair in the whole joint. I am not kidding. Not a bench, not a chair, nothing. Nothing. You know, except a bunch of signs that say don't sit on the machines. What the f... What do you think, you know, maybe people wouldn't sit on the fucking machine if there was something to sit on besides the filthy floor. By the way, how the fuck does the floor at the laundromat always get so dirty? It's like, I swear to God, like, you drop some... I dropped a goddamn pillowcase on the floor as it came out of the dryer. You know, you try and open the dryer in such a way that things don't tumble out. But always something falls out, and, you know... If it falls out of the washer on the floor, fine. I figure it's going to go through the dryer. I don't know, that's like rubbing it on something for an hour. That's much better than I would clean something anyway. I wouldn't even begin to know how to clean something better than that. But, you know, it fell out of the fucking dryer right on the floor. Pillowcase, too, right? Somebody put my face on. It's not even going to be a sock that it's like, oh, I'll just wear this and then jack off into it. It'll be fine. No, pillowcase, which I also jack off all over, but come on. I put my face on it first and after. It's a problem. And the floor, I don't understand how the floor is that dirty and how no one, you know, not one owner of a laundromat takes it upon themselves to say, all right, this is getting ridiculous. Like, I'm not really sure I think the linoleum here was all white before, and now it's got these flecks, and it looks like someone drove a fucking four-wheeler in there, peeled out a bunch of times, and drove back out. And also with mud, you know, and oil, just leaking oil and gas everywhere. And the guy was vomiting off the side. All this happening all at once. It makes no fucking sense. How it gets that dirty, I will never know. You know, and they have those helpful metal basket things. Those are really nice. That's a really nice addition, you know. I don't understand how people are using those at the laundromat. How the fuck did you get your laundry into the laundromat? They'll have a huge bar that keeps them from going out of the laundromat. So it's like, oh, this is to use to take things from the washer to the dryer. How about you put them in the fucking, whatever you brought them in, you put them back in there. Although I did have that question answered for me, because I saw these assholes come, this family, brought their clothes in a goddamn garbage can. Lid and everything. A full-size garbage can with the wheels. I could understand looking at that and saying, oh, that's kind of practical. And if you had, I would even go so far as to say maybe if you had a metal trash can with the lid or whatever, it might be cute, modern, depends on what your place looks like. But, you know, it probably just looks like a place where, you know, bums get stabbed by other bums. But whatever, it's fine. Goddamn huge plastic garbage can. They have their clothes. It's like, do you have any, is your pride just gone? You just, oh, yeah, well, we eat out of dog bowls too, because fuck it. It's the same bowl. You know, who knows the difference? No one can tell us what to eat out of. Well, I guess so. People can, they just choose not to because you're so far gone. When they see that you're getting your fucking laundry out of a garbage can, they say, eh, you know what? They got a system. I'm going to just leave them be. Leave them to it. Boys, let's move on. So anyway, you know, you get there. Of course, they have like a, you know, a tiny Miss Pac-Man machine. Again, no chairs, but tiny Miss Pac-Man machine. That was the highlight because I thought this would fit in my house. This really would. You know, and there's always like a weird couple there too. There's, you know, whenever I get to the laundromat, and I'll try different laundromats because I think, okay, this is the one with the horrible, oh, Jesus. Why does every person to bring their small child to the laundromat? This is not a good place for a child, and I'll explain to you why. You get to the laundromat. He runs over to the candy machine. They had a fucking candy machine in there that spins. It has the different sides, you know, and you put in a quarter and get like a bunch of fucking runts that have been in there since they had a, you know, they had a pineapple flavor that has not been produced since 1965. That's what's in there. This one had goddamn nuts in two of the things. I swear to God, they had crushed almonds and cashews in the thing, just unwrapped, just fucking hanging out in there. How long do you think those crushed? What kid is like, oh, they got crushed almonds, huh? All right, I'm in. You know, this is basically something you would top a fanciful bread or a cake with, but I'll just eat a handful of that. What the hell? That seems like a quarter's worth of food. Just go buy a thing of dog food or something. I don't know. Jesus Christ. Anyway, kid runs up to that, spins it around, says, Mom, can I have this? She says no. And basically, he's a destroyed crying mess for the next 4 hours. You know. And it's, I don't understand. Every time I go to the laundromat, this happens. The kids want everything. Okay? I'm not a parent, and I know this. I know this to be true. Let me just advise you in case you're not certain. If this parenting is new for you, kids want everything. When you go to the laundromat, there's no such thing as a kid who walks up to the candy machine, gives it a once over, says, eh, I mean, that kind of gum's actually not that great, so I'll pass. No, this does not happen. So, you know, then you have like a destroyed child just hanging out. So I'm always thinking, surely there's a laundromat where this is not like the scumbum town. This is where the hot babes hang out and, you know, a normal couple whose laundry machine is broken. Someone washing a comforter. So when I get to the laundromat, the new one, I'll like scope out who else is there. You know, see, check out the scene. I check out a laundromat the way most people must check out a bar. Except in looking instead of looking for someone who I'm like, oh, maybe I would fuck that person, it's more like, I could stand to imagine that that person has fucked before. And the fact that they may have fucked and then put on the clothes that are going to be in the washing machine that mine are going in later after a full cycle, I'm looking for that person. That's an extremely low standard, right? I mean, that is a not, you know, someone who I can stand to have washed my clothes in the same machine as theirs, assuming that they may have fucked somebody before. I can't make it a lot lower than that. I really can't without it getting extremely sad. I mean, it's pretty fucking bad already, isn't it? So I'll go in and kind of look at the crowd. And it always works like this, too. I'll be like, ah, shit, 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 shit. And then say, oh, okay, there's always one couple that I think, eh, they look kind of normal. You know, but by the end, after watching them for an hour and a half, you think, oh, Jesus, they fucking corpsed somebody. They murdered somebody for sure, and they're getting rid of the evidence here. You know, there's always a guy there who looks like an idiot who seems completely mystified. This is, I think, a guy always like in his 40s or 50s who's must be newly divorced. Because he seems completely mystified by the operation of the machines. And this guy's reading all the fucking literature pasted on the side of the machine about how to use the machine, which is put in money and put in soap. It's, you know, imagine your washing machine at home with money that goes into it. That's how it works. It's really not that complicated. I don't know. And can people, by the way, just fucking with the kids again, could you have the conversation with your kid before you go in? Are you completely unprepared? Are you hoping he just won't notice that there's a Pac-Man machine there and a gumball machine? You can't start in the car on the way there and say, all right, we're going to the laundromat. Remember this place where we've been every week and you just cry for 2 hours and piss me off and really piss everyone else off? But, you know, they can't hit you. I sort of could. Maybe. Probably no one would yell. So remember how we go there every week? Well, all the same stuff's going to be there. If at all possible, I'd like to avoid the discussion. So I'm just going to tell you now, there will be no Pac-Man and no gum. And how about this, by the way, fucking asshole? If the kid's going to be there for 2.5 hours, maybe you bring a couple extra quarters for some Pac-Man and some gum. Or a goddamn magazine. I don't know. What do kids... A kid is just going to sit there for 2 hours? I was bored as an adult, and I was thinking about everyone else there fucking each other. And kids don't really get to think about that. You know, I don't know what kids think about all day, because they can't even think about having sex or how weird people would look naked. I mean, I don't remember thinking about that as a kid. So God knows what they have to think about. That's probably why they're always saying they're bored. You should probably just introduce sex to your kid when they're very young. Be like, here's what it all is. So now you can just start thinking about that a lot. And when you're like, you're bored, I'm bored. I'd be like, oh, think about sex. I don't know. You know, what about that lady? What do you think? She looked down. What would you do? Son, who's 5? Oh my God. The record parenting advice. And the kid's falling apart, or the couple is sitting there and they're all pissed. And people are folding their clothes at the laundromat. This is like the epitome of insanity. Oh yeah, you know what I don't have at home is anywhere to fold clothes. Do you fold them and put them straight in the basket? Are you going straight from basket to basket? Is this your life? If you are old enough and capable enough to get yourself to the laundromat and have money to run a laundry machine, goddamn, you should not be putting that. Put a fucking towel bar up in the closet. Hang your clothes from it. There are a lot of options. Okay? Buy a dresser. Buy a shitty U-Haul shirt-moving dresser box. It's got a little bar in it. You can hang your clothes from it. That is better than going from basket to basket. Do not live like a savage. But do not fold your laundry at the laundromat. This is the number one signal that you have nothing to do. And you're basically, whenever I see someone folding their laundry at the laundromat, I'm like, all right, this person's just given up on life. and you want to get the fuck out of here as fast as you can, believe me, the clothes will be fine. It does not take that. It takes 2 minutes to get home. You know, it takes less time to get home than it takes to get from the first shirt to the last one. You're going to be fine. I think the laundry will hold. It will keep. Okay? Jesus Christ. Whew, I hate the laundromat so much. They also had a bunch of religious pamphlets at this last one I went to. I picked some of these up. Here are some options. Here's one called Life Worth Living. The Battle of Your Soul, which I think probably should be the battle for your soul, but I don't know. We've got Are We to Judge? Well, I think that's a yes. And The Answer to Your Problems, with a picture of a really crappy-looking river on it. I think I'm going with that, A, because it's short, and B, that's an appealing message, right? Here's the answer for your problems. The answer to your problems. Here we go. Do you have feelings of loneliness or a sense of guilt and fear deep inside your heart? Do you wonder about the purpose of your life? You know what? I was going to question these being placed at the laundromat, but I totally get it now. Because yes, you're afraid. You feel like there's no purpose to anything. Everything is wrong. You're just looking at your life saying, take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Many people are trying to find the answer to these feelings. You may find entertainments or other activities that may relieve you of these feelings for a short time. You know, 22 minutes of a New Girl episode. Then they return, perhaps stronger than ever before. Who writes this shit? In the beginning, God's creation was perfect. Oh God. Man had no problems until the devil came and enticed him to disobey God. He fell into sin and was no longer perfect. Well, shit. Ever since that time, all humanity has been sinful. Can you relate to this fall? Okay, I'm going to skip ahead here. Oh, wait. When you were a child, God was not keeping track but was forgiving you for Jesus' sake? What? I'm going to skip ahead. What can you do to change these feelings of guilt? Now we're talking. You cannot pay for your sins no matter how many good deeds you do. Okay. In God's eyes, you're still a sinner. God cannot tolerate sin. Sin separates us from God. Okay, so fuck it? Is that... Oh, now here's the beautiful and simple plan God has to help you. Jesus, God's sinless and perfect... Yeah, no fucking shit. Sinless and perfect son came to bring this plan. Yeah, I know he's the son. I know that. Holy fuck, I'm at the laundromat. Never done church in my life. I know that, okay? You don't need to say, Jesus, God's son. Gotcha. He took our sins upon himself and died on the cross, paying the price that was demanded for our sins. Great. Through the death and resurrection of Jesus, we can have salvation today. Jesus invites us to come to him with the burden of sin. God wants to help you. He will forgive you when you are willing to admit that you are a sinner and call on him to help. All your efforts and good intentions cannot cleanse you from sin. There's only one way you can be cleansed from your sins, and that is by having the blood of Jesus Christ applied to your heart. Wow. Well, that sounds very possible and easy to do. When you have been cleansed by the blood of Christ, you will realize that you cannot change your life by your own power. I'd like to think that somebody is just listening to this. Just clipped ahead and is thinking, wow, this is a scripture show. I had no idea. The snowman, is that a biblical reference of some kind? If you come to God with all your heart, the forgiveness from God will make you free. Okay. Well, that doesn't help me at all. That was not helpful. That did not answer my problems. You know, my problem is I like being horny. I'm fine with it. And you're saying the solution is to not want to be horny or do bad things or, you know, drink until I pass out or, you know, beat the shit out of an old man. But I mean, how is the answer to, oh, what should I do if I like something I shouldn't? And the answer is don't like it. That's real helpful. I've decided, last thing we've got here, I've decided to become a teen heartthrob, everyone. I think this is the logical step for me, the logical next step. is for me to become the next teen heartthrob. So I thought that the best way to start would be to answer some Tiger Beat interview questions. So I pulled some of these up. This is from an old interview they did with Usher at some point. So I could compare my answers to his and see, am I on the same trail as Usher? Do I have a good chance, other than being not black, no dance skills or singing ability, and not friends with, like, anybody? So here we go. Question one, what's your favorite soft drink? I don't know. I mean, not, this is hard already. I now already see part of the problem of being a teen heartthrob is, you know, you can't just be like, I don't drink soft drinks because they don't make me feel alive. Usher's answer was, I like Welch's Crayon Tangerine. What? And Kiwi Strawberry Snapple? And Welch's Fruit Punch is the jam. I love all that because I don't drink soda. Oh, okay. So he didn't say soda either. So far I would say we're tied. I'll keep track. Peter and Usher. I'm gonna give us 1 point each. Two. Have you ever had a celebrity crush? I mean, not really. I gotta say, I'm not really big into celebrity. You know, if someone says, who is your dream celebrity to fuck? I don't think I could come up with a name, because I just don't know. I don't know what they're like. It's a really weird question. I don't know. Usher, well, I had a crush on Chili from TLC. I ended up having her in my video, You Remind Me. If you watch it, you can tell from the scene that I'm really digging her. Yeah, that's a much better answer. I'm going to just say that from now on. Chili from TLC. Who is the celebrity? If you could bang any celebrity on earth, who would you do? Oh, Chili from TLC. Doi. Second choice, T-Boz from TLC. Third, Lisa Left Eye Lopez. I mean, she's kind of maybe two or one, but she's dead. So... Three, if you were abducted by aliens, what CD, book, and movie would you bring along for the ride? If I was abducted by aliens, what CD, book, and movie would you bring along for the ride? I mean, I don't know that I'd be real... First of all, I wouldn't bring a fucking CD, because what am I going to do with that when I get on the thing? Oh, your alien technology, you don't have a CD player, huh? You don't have a jam box in here anywhere? Well, shit. Book? I don't know, man. What's a real good book? There's too many. That's too hard of a choice. I don't know, Moby Dick? That seems like I don't know. You'd have to pick something weird, right? You'd want to pick something weird, because if you got rescued by aliens and then they said, you got the opportunity, the aliens for some reason were like, pick a book. What the hell? It's a long drive in space. And you're like, oh, I took Moby Dick. Everyone would be like, Okay. Be like, I took He's Just Not That Into You, because I thought, who knows, you know, this is good advice. I really wanted to internalize the advice. And what movie would I bring? Again, I don't think they could play it, but assuming they could play it, can I compress all of the episodes of New Girl into a movie? Because that seems to be my go-to when I'm feeling sick watch thing, and I think I'd probably feel sick just being in the alien zone. So let's see what Usher says. I'd take some James Brown, like a James Brown's greatest hits. What book? I'd probably take the Bible with me, and for a movie, The Prince of Egypt. Those are... All right, James Brown, I'll give him 1 point. But the Bible is bullshit. My choice is way better. He's just not that into you. And movie, obviously my choice is far superior. Ask anyone. Four. What's your CD player right now? What's in your CD player right now? I have no idea. I have no fucking idea. You know, at the time of this interview, probably like a, you know, Dave Attell stand-up CD. It was always so fucking embarrassing to me for some reason. I'd pull up somewhere and jamming really loud was like a stand-up comedian CD. That always makes you seem really cool. Or like, you know, the adult version is like an audiobook or NPR is like blaring and you roll down your window and you're like, fuck, I have a glass. Come on. Usher says, I've been listening to Boys to Men, Bobby Brown, and Michael Jackson's Off the Wall. A little bit of Limp Bizkit, too. Chocolate Starfish and the hot dog flavored water. I kind of twisted off. Wow. Limp Bizkit, huh? Usher, we'll call it a draw, okay? 5, do you have any pets? No. Pete does not have any pets. But if this was a Tiger Beat interview, I would say, not yet, but I saw a real cute dog on fucking Craigslist zone of animals. Usher says, I have 2 dogs, Star and My King. They're American Standard Terriers. Well, I guess he wins that one. He has dogs instead of a made-up lie about dogs. 6, what's your favorite pizza topping? Pepperoni, duh. That's everyone's favorite, isn't it? Extra, extra sauce, regular cheese, and that's it? Idiot. Pete wins that one. We're tied up right now, 4-4, by the way. I'm as hot to teens as Usher. 7, what's your favorite fast food? Wendy's. Wendy's double stack. Any fucking mind? He says, McDonald's fish sandwiches. Always wait the 5 minutes for a fresh one. Well, him and my grandma could get along on that one factor because she liked herself a fish sandwich. He's clearly wrong, so that's a point for Pete. Who's better, Brittany or Christina? Well, that gives you an idea of the era. Who's better? Brittany. That's more fun, right? The whole thing about her is more interesting. I mean, I don't know what that question means, but I don't think there's any way to clarify it that I say, oh, Christina Aguilera. Who's better at making me say, what the fuck are you doing? Looks-wise, I'd give it to Brittany. Christina's too skinny for me, man. She needs to eat 2 McDonald's fish sandwiches. But voice-wise, Christina can eat Brittany up. And that was a much funnier answer than mine, so I'm giving you a point, Usher. Well played. Do you have any bad habits? Okay, this is a trick question. Because you're supposed to say something you do, but then people say, oh, it's not that bad of a habit. Like, sometimes I fall asleep and my shirt's real tight across my abdomen and everyone can see my ripped stomach. And that's embarrassing. I eat candy too much. I've got to have my sweets. Candy, chocolate, strawberries. Chocolate-covered strawberries. I've always got some candy in my mouth. Yeah, I think girls like candy. Especially teen girls. Fuck. Usher's pulling ahead. 10, what do you do for fun? I get drunk and talk into a microphone. He hangs out with friends at my pad. Drive fast cars. I collect Porsches and bicycles. I collect tennis shoes. I love to shop. Okay. I'm taking that one. I don't care what anyone says. I collect Porsches and bicycles. Give me a fucking break. What's your favorite outfit? I mean, how do you collect Porsches? That means you buy Porsches, right? What are you doing with them? Putting them in a Lucite giant box? What's your favorite outfit? I don't wear outfits, except once a year when I golf. Okay? Men do not wear outfits. Don't call what you're wearing an outfit. Usher says, a fresh Adidas suit. And you've got to have a fly pair of Jordans, but you can't wear them together. Never wear Adidas with Jordans or Nike or anything. It has to be all Adidas, shoes, pants, shirt, socks, and jacket. Sorry, my friend. I'm taking that one. Because you know what? Matching does not mean having everything the same, okay? It means coordinating. Get it together. What's your idea of a perfect date? Well, so glad you asked. I would have, you would come to my house, I think, just because that way I couldn't be late. Otherwise, I'd be late. When you got here, I would sweep you off your feet and onto the sofa where we would eat a lot of pizza and watch, you know, probably an entire series of a terrible sitcom in one night. And you know, the sex part would happen maybe or maybe not, depending on how great the pizza part was. I mean, let's face it, on the best pizza night of my life, probably not going to be a great sex night. You know what I'm saying? If I've eaten 8 slices of pizza that was the best pizza I've ever had, probably not going to be a good, I am very ready to sex you now kind of night. Oh, Jesus. I like to talk more than anything. I'd probably invite a girl over to my house. We'd cook something together. We'd sit down and listen to old school music like James Brown, Marvin Gaye, or Sam Cooke. We'll put that on, talk, and dance in my living. Oh, see? Because Usher can dance. Anyone can eat pizza, but Usher can fucking dance. I'm screwed. I cannot win. Well, guys, I think I may have lost. I think I may have lost the contest to Usher. We can go back over the totals here. Hang on. 5, 6, 7, 2. Yeah, I have 7-7. I did okay, actually. Did you guys ever think, let me ask you this question. Did you ever think that Pete would be on the same sort of wavelength as Usher? Did you ever think that you would speak those names in the same breath, you know? Who are my two favorite celebrity crushes? Pete and Usher. Who's Pete? Who's Usher? Think about that. That's a real fucking dumb name, by the way. Usher? Isn't that the guy at the movie theater who shows you where to sit down and wears a purple vest? Is that what he's going for? Hi, I'm Usher. Let me show you to your seats. I will let maybe dance our way over to the seats, huh? It's going to be real good. Get ready for quite the show, okay? Speaking of that, I think we're done with this show, huh? Thank you all for listening again. Had some real nice fan mail. Someone made me some very nice sort of business cards recommending this show to people to spread the word. So that's the new standard, by the way. That was pretty fucking awesome. Oh, quick note. If you're listening to this for some reason, you're not my friend online in any way. Shame on you. And also, I'd like to extend an invite to the Great Watsonian Beer Fest. This is an event we're throwing because we can never get into Beer Fest, real Beer Fest, so we're going to have our own fucking Beer Fest. So email me if you're in the area and interested in that, okay? October 4th. Get it on. All right. Have a good week. Tears can't drown and makeup can't disguise. That old flame might not be stronger, but it's been burning longer than any spark I might have started in your eyes.